From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 5th day of August 2013. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a high near 75 degrees. For Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. We'll run down the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, some of the stories that made the news between August the 3rd and August the 5th. Jason Kasman and Jimmy Vilken reported in the Times Union that both Republican Representative Chris Gibson and Sean Eldridge, the millionaire Democratic investor mulling a run against him, raised less than 15% of their campaign cash from individuals within the district they hope to represent. Eldridge has raised more than 90% of the money for his potential congressional run from people who live outside the 11-county 19th district. Eldridge's aides note that at least in the second quarter of this year, a third of the would-be candidates' donors lived within the district. More than two-thirds of Gibson's campaign contributions this year have come from political action committees attached to corporations or political figures. The roster of Gibson's contributions include General Electric, General Motors, Goldman Sachs, and Exxon, are all listed as contributors. In the last election cycle, roughly half of Gibson's contributions came from corporations. That full story you'll find in the Times Union. The Register Star reported that 258 registered Republicans came out for the Ghent Republican Caucus on July 25th at the Ghent Town Hall. Voting was open for 5 hours. Caucus chose Mike Benevuto as the GOP candidate for town supervisor. They also endorsed David Harrison for town justice, Benjamin Perry for highway superintendent, Charles Wood and Lawrence Van Brunt for town council, and Michael Radley for town clerk and tax collector. Elections will be held in November. Kyle Adams reported in the Daily Mail that a lawsuit filed in March alleging sexual abuse at the Greene County Jail was settled out of court for $65,000 on Friday. The federal civil rights action alleged a 27-year-old female Greene County resident was sexually abused, harassed, and exploited during her time as an inmate at the jail in 2012. The lawsuit originally demanded $1 million in damages. The action was filed against Greene County. The Greene County Sheriff, Gregory Seeley, Jail Superintendent Michael Spitz, and Correction Officers Ernest Dunn and Donald Skirmahorn. Dunn and Skirmahorn were fired in December and subsequently charged with sexual abuse and official misconduct. Those criminal cases are pending. That full story you'll find in the Daily Mail. Arthur Cusano reported in the Register Star, the city of Hudson will this week install 4 pet waste stations, which will allow dog walkers to pick up dog waste bags from a dispenser and then dispose them in an attached trash bin. One station will be installed on 7th Street Park, the second at the corner of Warren and 6th Street, the third at the entrance to the Cedar Park Cemetery, and the fourth at the waterfront. That full story you will find in today's Register Star. Kyle Adams reported in the Daily Mail that Decker's Taxi and Limousine Service, the only Catskill-based taxi service for more than 20 years, has ceased operations while the business sorts out a workers' compensation problems. Nancy Decker, the daughter of the owner, Marie Decker, said on Friday that the business will be up and running again as soon as possible. According to the New York State Workers' Compensation Board, the company owes more than $250,000 in penalties for a lack of workers' compensation coverage dating back to 2010. They were issued a stop work order until the coverage is provided. That full story you will find in the Daily Mail. A correction and clarification. During a segment of the WGXC morning show on Friday, it was reported blood drawing services are not available in Greene County. Those services are available at the Columbia Greene Memorial Hospital Labs, located in the Greene Medical Arts Building at 159 Jefferson Heights in Catskill. Another clarification, artist Lee A. Musselman died July 24th following a 2-year battle with cancer. It is a beautiful day outside, and today, the National Weather Service is forecasting a sunny day with a high near 75 degrees. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. On Tuesday, we're expecting a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 79. Tuesday night, a chance of showers mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 60. On Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Wednesday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It'll be cloudy with a low around 63. And for Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunrise this morning was at 5:53 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:09 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. a full 7 minutes less than on Friday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 5th day of August, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.